Welcome and Sapa blessing to all the dear family that are joining us in the room. Sapa blessing, everyone. And Sapa blessing as well for all of those dear souls that are listening on the phone and for those that will be listening to this recording on a later date. We are in Desire of Ages, lesson number 98, chapter 20, Except Ye See Signs and Wonders, part 2 on this blessed Sabbath, October 18, 2014. Before we begin our Children's Sabbath School lesson, we will have opening song, and it's taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 134, verses 1 through 2, and also 1 John 3, verse 1. Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, lift up your hand in the sanctuary and bless the Lord.
Our Father, thank you for us, Lord, the heavens, this day. Thank you for us, Lord, to all the subjects who have now possible. And thank you for me, that I have yet another year, young man. Let us fail to understand life from knowledge, be careful what we see and what we do. And let us fail to walk the plank of from the right path of you, and say a word to you. I pray that this will be able to change its ways that it may not know that we still will struggle with your wickedness and this and goodness. Let us be able to be helpful one another and work one another. I pray be able to help us be learning from your study that we may be able to learn something and even help others to understand it. This is my prayer in this place.
Amen. Our opening scripture for our study is taken from the book of John, chapter 4, verse 50, from the King James Version, and it reads, Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy stone liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. This week, boys and girls, we will continue with part 2 in our lesson entitled, Except Ye See Signs and Wonders, in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, bubble up.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. John chapter 4, verse 51. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, Thy son liveth. John chapter 4, verse 52. Then inquired he of them the hour when he began to amend. And they said unto him, Yesterday at the seventh hour the fever left him. Amen.
John 4, 53. So the Father knew that it was at the same hour in that which Jesus said unto him, Thy son liveth, and himself believed, and his whole house. John 4:54. This is again the second miracle that Jesus did when he was come out of Judea into Galilee. Amen.
Ephesians 3:16, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us.
Ephesians 1:19. And what is exceedingly greatness of his power is towards us who believe according to the working of his mighty power. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And welcome to all the dear brethren that are coming in. We will continue today on covering the pages of our study from page 198 to 200. If any one of the dear brethren and brothers and sisters would like to take the next.
That is just page 198. Like Jesus, he prevailed. The Savior cannot withdraw from the soul that clings to him, pleading its great need. Go thy way, he said, thy son liveth. The nobleman left the Savior's presence with the peace and joy he had never known before. Not only did he believe that his son would be restored, but with strong confidence, he trusts in Christ as the Redeemer. At the same hour, the watchers beside the dying child in the home of Capernaum held a sudden and mystery change.
Continuing with the reading, Desire of Ages, page 199. The shadow of death was lifted from the sufferer's face. The flush of fever gave place to the soft glow of return and health. The dim eyes brightened with intelligence and strength returned to the feeble, emaciated frame. No sign of his malady lingered about the child. His burning flesh had become soft and moist, and he sank into a quiet sleep. The fever had left him in the very heat of the day. The family were amazed, and great was the rejoicing. Amen. Taken from Desire of Ages, page 199, paragraph 1.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. What can the Savior not do to the soul that clings to him? And how did the noble leave the Savior's presence? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is, withdraw him from the soul's presence with greatness, and with a peace and joy he had never known before. With strong confidence, he trusted in Christ as the Redeemer.
Desire of Ages, page 199. Cana was not so far from Capernaum, but that the officer might have reached his home on the evening after his interview with Jesus. But he did not hasten on the homeward journey. It was not until the next morning that he reached Capernaum. What a homecoming was that! When he went to find Jesus, his heart was heavy with sorrow. The sunshine seemed cool to him, the songs of the birds a mockery. How different his feelings now! All nature wears a new aspect. He sees with new eyes as he journeys in the quiet of the early morning. All nature seems to be praising God with him. While he is still some distance from his own dwelling, servants come out to meet him, anxious to relieve the suspense they are sure he must feel. He shows no surprise at the news they bring, but with a depth of interest they cannot know his ask at what hour the child began to mend. They answer, yesterday at the seventh hour the fever left him. At the very moment when the father's faith grasped the assurance, thy son liveth, divine love touched the dying child. Desire of Ages, page 199, paragraph 2.
Amen. Well done, dear ones. Question, boys and girls. How was the officer's spirit when he went to seek the Savior for help? And what was his feeling after meeting with the Savior? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is, his heart was heavy with sorrow. The sunshine seemed cruel to him. The songs of the birds are a mockery, and all nature wears a new aspect. He sees with new eyes as he journeys in the quiet of the early morning. All nature seems to be praising God with him.
Desire of Ages, page 200. The father hurries on to be his son. He clasps him into his heart as one restored from the dead and thanks God again and again for his first edition. Desire of Ages, page 200, paragraph 1. The nobleman longed to know more of Christ. As he afterward heard his teaching, he and all his his household became disciples. Their fortune was sanctified to the conversion of the entire family. Tidings of the miracle spread, and in Capernaum, where so many of his mighty works were performed, the way is prepared for Christ's personal ministry.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. After the restoration of the nobleman's son, what did he want to do, and what did he do after he heard his teaching? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up, dear one.
The answer is the nobleman longed to be more of Christ, and he and all his household became disciples.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all the dear ones that are coming in. We're going to share a song that talks about more about Jesus, just like the his message. He wanted to know more about the Savior. More about Jesus will I know, more of his grace to others show, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus. More about Jesus. More of his saving fullness see. More of his love who died for me. More about Jesus let me learn. More of his holy will discern. Spirit of God, my teacher be, showing the things of Christ to me. More about Jesus. More about Jesus. More of his saving fullness see. More of his love who died for me. More about Jesus in his word, holding communion with my Lord, hearing his voice in every line, making his faithful saving mine. More about Jesus. More about Jesus. More of his saving fullness see. More of his love who died for me. More about Jesus in his throne. Riches and glory all is known. More of his kingdom shall increase. More of his coming prince supreme. More about Jesus. More about Jesus. More of his saving fullness see. More of his love who died for me. Amen. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following paragraph, bubble up.
Desire of Ages, page 200. He who blessed the nobleman at Capernaum is just as desirous of blessing us. But like the afflicted father, we are often led to seek Jesus by the desire of some earthly good. Wow. And upon granting of our request, we rest our confidence in his love. The Savior longs to give us a greater blessing than we ask, and he delays the answer to our request that he may show us the evil of our own hearts and our deep need of his grace. He desires us to renounce the selfishness that leads us to seek him. Amen. Lord, please forgive us. And continuing with the reading. Confessing our helplessness and bitter need, we are to trust ourselves wholly to his love. Desire of Ages, page 200, paragraph 3. And continuing, the nobleman wanted to see the fulfillment of his prayer before he should believe.
but he had to accept the word of Jesus that his request was heard and the blessing granted. This lesson we also have to learn, not because we see or feel that God hears us, are we to believe. We are to trust in his promises. When we come to him in faith, every petition enters the heart of God. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful. And yes, dear sister, we stand in agreement. Truly, we need to be able to ask God to be able to sweep all that we have within our temple first, because sometimes when we bring brand new furniture into our home, it looks really awkward when you see old and new furniture together. When the Lord wants to bring a new blessing, we need to remove all the things then that do not fit into that beautiful experience that the Lord is going to give us. Christ is a total God. He's not a partial God. And just like he's totally with us in all the blessings and goodness, we should do the same thing. We should not be partial with God. See how the blessing of this noble man reached? It's just like a ripple. It fell right in the middle of the lake, but the blessing went and hit even the shores. Even the family got blessed. So it wasn't only one desire that he got fulfilled. He got the salvation of his household. So just remember, dear ones, as we walk in sorrow, asking the Lord for our petition, notice that even nature, we don't get to even, enjoy it, because nature speaks about the Creator God. And in order for us to be able to draw close to him, we must be able to look towards all the beautiful things that he does every day. Nature is helped by the Creator, and it doesn't need no man to be able to help it. It's the same thing. If we look towards nature and you see how the Lord supplies nature, he will do the same for all the dear ones that he loves so much. So question, boys and girls, what more does the Savior long to give us, and what does he desire from us?
The answer is a greater blessing than we ask, and he delays the answer to our request, that he may show us the evil of our own hearts and our depths deep need of his grace, and to renounce the selfishness that leads us to see him. Confessing our helplessness and bitter need, we are to trust ourselves wholly to his love.
Desire in this page 200. When we have asked for his blessing, we should believe that we receive it and thank him that we have received it. Then we are to go about our duties, assured that the blessing will be realized when we need it most. When we have learned to do this, we shall know that our prayers are answered. God will do for us exceeding abundantly according to the riches of his glory and the working of his mighty power. Ephesians 3:20-16, 1:19. Desire Verity, just page 200, paragraph 4.
Amen. And hold on to the promise. In Mark 11:24, it reads, "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them." That is the promise. And also in Ephesians 1:19, "And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us ward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power?" Question, boys and girls, what is the lesson that we also have to learn, and how should we come to him and ask for his blessing?
That is not because we think or feel that God hears us are we to believe. We are to trust in his promise, and in faith we should believe that we receive it and thank him that we have received it. Then we are to go about our duties as scared to that the blessings will be revealed when we need it most.
Amen. So let's learn a beautiful scripture song together about trusting the Lord. In this song is taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 through 7, and also verse 11 in the King James Version, and it goes like this. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thy own eyes, fear the Lord and depart from evil. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. My son, despise not the shafting of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. We have come to the second part of our Sabbath children's school lesson. And now we will ask all the little ones, gather together so you can be able to hear the story time that we have in store for all those precious little ones. This section of our study was inspired by the Lord for all his precious little jewels. Our book selection is entitled Sons and Daughters of God, and it's going to be narrated by our dear brother Greg.
Good morning, boys and girls. The story is that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Ephesians 5:27. Do you know what a spot or wrinkle or a blemish means? A spot or a wrinkle or a blemish are the things in our characters that are not nice. The church, enfeebled and defective, that means weak and sinful, though it be, is the only object on earth on which Christ bestows his supreme regard. He loves us most. He is constantly watching it with solicitude. That means with special care and attention. When someone shows solicitude, they might say, "May I help you?" And he is strengthening it by his Holy Spirit. Will we as members of his church allow him to impress our minds and to work through us to his glory? Christ loves his church. He will give all needed help to those who call upon him for strength, for the development of Christ-like character. If we ask him for help to be like him, he will help us. But his love is not weakness. He will not serve with our sins or give us prosperity while we continue to follow a wrong course of action. In other words, he won't help us while we are sinning willfully or being disobedient willingly. Only by faithful repentance will our sins be forgiven, for God will not cover evil with the robe of his righteousness or his character. He will honor faithful service. He will abundantly bless those who reveal to their fellow man his justice, mercy, and love. Let those who are engaged in his service walk before him in true humility, following faithfully in his footsteps. That means doing as he would do, cherishing the holy principles which will live through the eternal ages. That means keeping his commandments. Let us, in word and action, show that we obey the laws which are obeyed in heaven. That is, like the golden rule, do to others as you want them to do to you. That's a good rule to follow. The church is the repository of the riches of the grace of Christ. A repository is like a storage box or a storage place. And through the church will eventually be made manifest or shown even to the principalities and powers in heavenly places, the final and full display of the love of God. In other words, all the universe will get to see God's people keep His commandments perfectly. The church is God's fortress. You know what a fortress is? It is like a walled city. His city of refuge, which He holds in a revolted world or in a disobedient world. It is the theater of His grace. A theater is a place where people act out their parts. That's what they do on television. Most of the programs we see on television are like a theater. Everybody is just acting a part. It is a theater of His grace in which He delights to reveal His power to transform hearts. God's love for His church is infinite. It's big, it's grand, it has no end. His care over His heritage is unceasing. That means His care over His children does not stop. And that's from Sons and Daughters of God, page 13. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, dear brother. We have come to the ending of our Children's Sabbath School lesson. Next week, we will begin a new chapter in our study entitled Bethesda and the Sanhedrin in our lesson book, Desire Ages. If any one of the dear brethren, mommies, daddies, and little ones would like to have closing prayer, voila.
If we could all bow and kneel as far as we can, bow our hearts and our ears and everything, and just come humbly before the throne. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your blessed name. Thank you, Father, for having such infinite love, for sacrificing your Son for us sinners, dear Father God. Thank you, Jesus, for being willing and worthy to be our Savior and our Redeemer and our perfect example. And thank you, Holy Spirit, for comforting us in so many times of desperate need. So I lift up all thanks and praises and glory and honor beyond words can ever exalt to our holy Godhead. Lord, thank you for bringing us safely through the week, dear Father, and for keeping us safe and sound despite what adversities that came our way, known and unknown. Thank you for keeping us and guiding us despite what may come. I pray, Lord, that you forgive us for all of our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings and anything that we have done in this body that is not of you, conscious or unconscious. I pray, Lord, that all the things, reveal them to us so that we can put them on the altar so that you may be able to atone for them, dear Father God, and help us to truly repent of it so that we can be washed and take on your righteousness, dear Father God, I pray. Bless each and every one of us that are here today. Those that are not with us, bless them also, dear Father God, wherever they are. Please keep them and guide them and bring them back to your fold, dear Father God, that we may continue to learn of you together and edify each other in no other name but your Son, Jesus Christ. I pray, Lord, that you be with all the listeners that are listening on the phones and all that will be listening at a later time, and for those listening on the radio, I pray, dear, you cover them with your precious blood, dear Father, I pray. Thank you for all that you have done and all that you will continue to do in our lives. In no other name than your Son, Jesus Christ, I pray. Thank you, Lord, and we love you. Amen.
So next Sabbath, dear ones, that will be held on October 25th, 2014, we will begin our new chapter 21. Entitled Bethesda and Sanhedrin. And we would like to leave some activities for their little ones and the whole entire family, that they can be able to enjoy the lessons that were shared today, and that you'll be familiar with all the words that was used as well. We hope and pray that all of you were blessed, and we appreciate you fellowshipping with us today. May you have a blessed rest of the Sabbath. And I would like to just leave a scripture that we have learned today concerning when we ask anything to the Lord in prayer. Just remember, we must examine ourselves first to see if the very things in our lives may be blocking us from our blessings. So remember the scripture song, "Search me, O God, and know my thoughts. Try me and know my heart. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead us into the way of everlasting." Just remember, the Lord will want us to empty our cup first before he can be able to fill them back. Okay, God bless everyone.